I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Batch, batch, bitch. Batch, batch, bitch, batch. Batch, batch, bitch. Batch. Bitch, bitch, batch, batch, bitch, bitch. Batch, batch, bitch, bitch. Bitch, batch, bitch, batch. Bitch, bitch. Batch, bitch, bitch. Bitch, batch, bitch, bitch. Batch, bitch, bitch, bitch.
It's time for batch, bitch.
Batch, batch, bitch.
What the fuck is wrong? Stop it.
What is wrong with you?
We haven't started yet.
But I'm here and I have to fucking listen back to that.
You'll see the big spikes where the hello starts and then you can...
Well, now I'll just see the part where I start yelling at you. Okay, burping into the microphone, you fucking monster.
Sorry.
Okay. Hello!
We are so annoying. I'm Naomi.
I'm Danielle.
And this is Batch Bitch.
Good God. We're at the final episode of Bachelorette, of any Bachelor franchise.
Yep.
For the near future.
It is happy to be here.
Glorious day.
So happy.
It's a good day.
Oh, the moment I finished the final episode, I was like, oh, thank God. I have no questions. That is done. Happy to forget that this ever happened.
It's weird because starting this podcast, my whole vibe was people just write this show off. There's some entertainment value here and it's like misogynistic that people think it's bad. But all doing the podcast has done has made me hate this fucking show.
Yeah.
Not because it's like dumb, just because it's boring.
It's so boring. They really don't need the episodes to be that long. I reckon you could have 6 20-minute long episodes and it'd be done easy.
Yeah. Cut out all the weirdos.
Yeah. You literally don't see anybody ever fall in love. It's always just like...
Oh, that's not true.
Okay, well, the two seasons that I've seen, you don't see anybody fall in love.
Oh, they're all right. Why do you hate this show, Danielle? You're a misogynist.
Sorry, I'm not a misogynist because I hate the men.
Oh, yeah, okay.
So it's fine.
Okay.
It's fine.
So we're at episode... How many episodes?
11. This was episode 11.
Is it?
Yeah.
Hmm, sick. Yeah, I'm so glad there's not as many episodes.
Yeah. Oh, boy. They really would have struggled to drag this one out. Jesus Christ.
So we've got the final date for three. Man, I barely wrote anything down at all.
Honestly, me neither. Although I did get very... Can you see? These are the notes that I've written when I'm sober. These. Uh-huh. And then I'm drunk for the finale. See, I think this is quite fine. And then this is the finale. Boom, just scribbles. I've written at some point, it's like, this dad wants grandkids.
We'll get to that.
Yeah.
We'll get to that. So Danielle told me that she wrote the, you watched the finale at 5 a.m.
Yeah, it was like, I watched it it was like the night of the finale and I had a gig. And then after the gig, I was like, I'm feeling good. So I went and hung out with people and then I was out until like maybe like 2 or 3 and then I got an Uber home. And then I decided I was going to have a shower and wash my hair and there was a pie in the freezer that I was like, I'm hungry. So I put the pie in the oven, which took 40 minutes. And then I did a fake tanner. And then I sat down to watch The Bachelorette and make my notes. What? In my mind, no. I was like, I'm not drunk at all. I'm a businesswoman and I need to do my work and be a beautiful woman.
What the fuck? What? I thought when you said you watched it at 5 a.m., I thought you got home at 5 a.m. and you're like, I'll watch it now.
No, I had business to attend to first.
You washed your hair.
I washed my hair.
Is that because people were smoking and your hair smelled?
Yeah.
I knew it.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, well, that's I thought you'd had like gone to like a party and stuff, and I was like, that's interesting that you didn't invite me or anything.
No, just
or like text me. Oh, I just thought it'd be something big to get you out because I know you don't love parties.
No, I hate. I never go out.
So it seemed weird of you to do it.
Well, I went to like this. I organized this gig for like a friend of mine, Susan, who does comedy in Townsville, and she was like, "Oh, yeah, I'd love to do a gig in Melbourne." So I organized a gig for her in Melbourne, and I organized it like a place that usually doesn't have that many punters. And I was like, it'll be no pressure because there's like never any punters there or anything. And she's like, oh, it's all right. I'm going to bring some family and stuff anyway. And then I got there and like we were having a chat and there was maybe like six audience members. And then all of a sudden 60 of her family members walked in.
60?
60. They'd all flown down from Townsville for a wedding. And it was just like 60 like super drunk, rowdy Townsvillians. And it was insane. And then I was like, after that, I was like, I'm in a weirdly good mood. I'm going to go to a different gig and hang out with people.
Because it's like it reminded you of your culture, do you
yeah.
think?
Yeah, that's why I was like, I need a fucking drink.
Where's my fucking 4X?
I had white wine. How dare you?
All right, I forgot girls aren't allowed to drink beer.
No, I just don't like it.
Okay, well, can I go on any sort of like social political
no, Naomi,
rampage
no.
without you ruining it with logic?
No. I just don't like it. Okay.
Fine. Whatever.
Also, it makes me feel super bloated.
Well, it has air in it.
All right.
Yeah, I have a science degree.
All right. Showtime.
You didn't ask how me anything you? About.
Yes, I was.
You never. You weren't. You said Showtime. You weren't like going to be like Showtime. Showtime. How was your week?
How was your night? Didn't you have your? Did you have like? I saw your mum post about your. Did you have like a premiere for your pilot or something last night?
Yes, I did. It was amazing.
Tried to look it up on iView, but it wasn't there yet.
No, it's not there until Tuesday.
Okay.
So
well, thanks for inviting me to your pilot. Then, hey. Excuse me.
I'm sorry. The room was already packed. So sorry to back, but it's a small room.
Yeah, see, so now I'll never invite you to any party that I am ever invited to.
Well, you clearly weren't going to, Miss 5 a.m. No, it was really, really good. Apart from the fact that the speakers at the place we watched it were, like, shoddy. And, like, we've tested the sound. Like, the ABC has checked off on the sound. Like, we've tested it on good speakers and laptop speakers and everything. But when we were watching it there, anything that happened with, like, music in the background. So there's a couple of scenes that are set in bars. You just couldn't hear anything. And I was just like,
oh, no.
It's good, I promise. But people laughed a lot of the things that you could hear.
That's good.
So that was good. I felt really good about it. People, like, were like, fuck, this is, like, actually special. And I felt, I was like, that was, it was so nice. And I basically just woke up and what else? Pete Jones was there, a comedian who's in it. And then this morning on Twitter, he posted the trailer. So I think he was waiting to see it in case it was bad or he was bad. But so we got the sign off from Peter Jones. So
that's good stuff.
What else do you need?
That's it. I think that's it.
Anyway, it'll be on iView on Tuesday, November 20. And then a week after that, it's on ABC Comedy at 9:30 p.m. on 27th of November. So please watch it.
That's okay.
Yeah. My mum was there and she came up to me afterwards and she was like, there's a problem. And I was like, what? And she's like, just I was watching you and I've seen you make those facial expressions before and I just thought, that's Naomi. That's so believable. I was like,
the problem.
The problem is that I can act a bit. So if you can get past that issue, I think it's really good.
Okay, good. I mean, I know you, so I might not be able to get past it now. I'm like, oh, no, it's Naomi.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and then I was like, well, yeah, I guess the character is kind of like me, but she's less of a bitch. And then my mum was like, that character's a bitch, Naomi. I was like, oh.
But like less of a, she's less.
Yeah, so. I was like, you don't know, mum. You don't know what I'm capable of. You see me around my family, who I love. Okay, whatever. Let's do this thing. It's time. Episode 11.
Yep.
Showtime.
Showtime.
Which is what you meant before when you weren't going to ask me about my life.
I was. I was. Okay.
You can't just lie, Danielle.
No, I like to do that now. I like to pretend lie. I'm not going to ask you and then ask you because I like to see your face go like, ah.
I like to talk about myself and you give me no room.
I'm so upset. Danielle.
You make it sound like I've just like eaten a spoonful of cinnamon or something. Whatever, we're here. It's the final three dates. Charlie is gone, which is great.
Thank God.
Oh, news, though, by the way.
Oh.
Emily and Robert are together. Robert, my love, and Emily Dibben from The Bachelor.
She was a sweet lady. She did the ballet dancing.
Yeah, thing. She was the one who's like, hey, Nick, you're great. You're awesome. Let's get to know each other, blah, blah, blah. And then Nick was like, girl, talk to me. Say nice thing. Okay.
I like it. And then their next date, when she wanted to talk to him properly and not just compliment him, he was like, I don't know. The spark is gone. It's weird. Yeah. I don't know.
I'm very happy for them. I posted it on Instagram, on my Instagram story. I said that their couple name is Robbly. I think they're both good communicators and they'll be happy together and they're both really hot. And she sent me a love heart back.
I like the couple name Embert better.
No, see that, because I thought Emmert.
I like Embert. I think it's
no, Embert
like,
is good.
Sounds cute.
Embert. Robbly. Tell us what you think. Leave a comment and subscribe and tell us.
Romilly.
Romilly. No, that sounds like Romy.
Mm-hmm. What are you doing?
I was thinking of different ones.
And I realized that was just silence.
Yeah, it was. But it looked amazing. Anyway, Charlie's gone. And we just have Todd, Tate and Bill left for their final little dates before we get to the last episode.
Mm-hmm.
So you probably have more notes than me, to be honest.
Yeah. I mean, my notes are always just like, they're doing this, they're doing that. But so Ali and Todd went on a date. The thing Ali said at the start on the way to the date, she was like, I need to talk to Todd because after talking to his family, our timelines, they don't match up. Our timelines, they're not going to work out. So they do what I think anybody who needs to chat does. They go and do fencing, the sport that involves sword fighting.
And covering your face so you can't communicate.
Yes.
And he says, he sees it and he goes, we're jousting? No.
No, have you never seen Parent Trap? They're fencing, okay? We all know fencing from seeing the Parent Trap.
Fuck, that's a good movie. Last night Mark tried to explain Poker Hands to me. He's like, a royal flush beats everything. And I was like, I've seen Parent Trap. Okay, I understand how poker works. You bitch.
I also know how to get divorced parents back together. I've got a plan. I just need a twin.
You know all of our parents who are better off divorced? Let's change that. And this did move, the him saying jousting did remove you of that Heath Ledger, it reminded me of that Heath Ledger movie about jousting. You remember that movie? It's really good. Oh, A Knight's Tale. Know.
Yeah, A Knight's Tale. Oh.
I'm going to watch that again.
And Knight as in Todd being a knight in shining armor, he bloody loved saying that. He was like, when I came in, I was your bloody knight in shining armor and now we're doing a bloody sword fight. Ha ha. Coincidence?
Yes.
And then Todd, am I... I'm going to say something bad now.
Okay.
But I have... Okay. These last two episodes made me lose my love for Todd.
Oh, yeah. Me too.
Yeah. Okay, good.
Yeah.
Good. Okay, I was like, oh, maybe Todd was a less is more kind of guy.
Yeah. Like most men.
Oh, I don't like him now. I know him. Yeah.
Oh, that was like when I like loved Maddie J.
Yeah, you love Maddie J?
I loved Maddie J, and then I like... And then... When he was on, like, Georgia Love season. And then I, followed him on social media. And then he was The Bachelor. And I was like, this is awful. This sucks. I don't want to know what you're like.
Yeah.
There's not that much there. You were just the only one who could tell a joke out of all those men. And now you're all alone. I have to look at the jokes for what they are. And they're not funny, man.
Yeah. they do the fencing. Todd wins because he's like, I know Allie isn't going to go soft on me, and I also would like to beat her, so I'm gonna actually fence her. And then they flirt, and then they fight, and then he wins, and then he's like, now you got to kiss me. And then, yeah, he does the thing where he kisses with the tongue first again. And now can't stop.
Tongue first. It's disgusting.
It is gross. It reminds me. I think I said it on the – did I say it on the last episode? Or I don't know if I just Birds? Thought this. Yeah.
Yeah, you did.
That, like, weird tongue. Oh, yuck.
Yeah, yucko.
It's like a rainbow lorikeet trying to get the honey out of a bloody – the honeysuckle out of a flower or something.
Yep, that's exactly what I thought of as well.
I was like, yuck.
That's a rainbow parakeet kiss if I've ever seen one in my damn life. They talk about their timelines, and they're just like, yeah, our timelines are different. And then Todd's like, I love you.
Yeah, that fucking weird.
Yeah, he tells her he loves her, which is like...
I don't think he... Did he... I don't think he does. Did he... Oh, yes, he does. Yeah. Yeah,
it's like, did. Calm down. You're 26.
Yeah, it seemed very fake.
Yeah.
And... I didn't like that, and I didn't understand why straight after he said he loved her, then now every time we ever see Todd, he continues to say that he loves her.
Well, I mean, once you play over the floodgates, there you go. I don't think he's in love with her.
No.
I think he thinks he's in love with her.
I don't even think he thinks he's in love with her. I think he's just trying to win the competition.
No, I think he's, like, convinced himself. That's what I think.
You reckon?
Yeah. Once a guy told me he loved me after we'd known each other for 3 weeks... And I had a boyfriend. I was 18. Who knew what was going on?
That's insane.
But I was like, you don't love me. He's like, yeah, I do. I'm like, no you don't. And then later he was like, yeah, nah, I didn't. Hey. I was like, yeah. Nah, he's all right. That's what I think happened here. I think he's just got Stockholm syndrome. And he's just like seeing, like, they talked about having kids and stuff. You know, I think it's easy to get swept up in it.
I suppose, maybe, yeah. Also, I suppose all the dates are like, this one, they were in like suits and a ball, and she was in like a ball gown. It was like a fairy tale date or something. Because
she looked like, so thing. Pretty.
I
loved her big dress.
I thought it was very funny that Todd was like, like all this stuff is making me envision a life with Allie and, like, I just really want... And I was like, this is not what life with Allie is going to be like. You're not going on ball gown dates all the time. I saw, like,
who's putting all those lights in the bloody tree?
Yeah.
Are you going to do it, Todd? Because Allie isn't. That's for sure.
I mean, she might. She might climb a tree.
Mm.
She might do. I don't know. I saw... There was, like, I got recommended this realestate.com, like, look through Allie's house. Oh, boy. It's a beautiful house. And then I looked through the house and I was like, I mean... I don't like any of these interior decor ideas.
Oh,
like,
what was it?
She had, like, one of the things she had was, like, a canvas, a plain canvas with, the like, the thing that you see, like, 12-year-olds do, which is they glue the, like, the crayons above the top and then get them to melt. She had that in her house.
Mm.
And then on her bedside table, it was, like, a bunch of, like, self-help books and then, like, empty jars full of shells and then some like cane love hearts on the wall. And I was like, oh my God, I'll find it for you.
This is no surprise to me.
Honestly, I was like, this house is horrific. She had,
The crayons are a good craft activity and then you don't put it on the wall.
No. Mm-mm. Mm-mm. Oh no, here is the house.
Okay.
Nothing in that house.
This is on news.com.au for those of you listening at home.
Sorry, I would have sent you down the wrong track when I said realestate.com.
Yeah, you would have. A bachelorette, Ali Ogden, shows us around her stylish home.
Not stylish, by the way, everybody.
I do like the exposed brick, I'll say that much.
Yeah, that, okay, that isn't crayon, her style.
Yeah, the crayon is disgusting.
Yeah.
Mm, yeah, I hate that. Otherwise, it's not.
It just looks like.
It's not that bad.
For me, I'm just like, I mean, this looks just like any person who's gone to Kmart and spent $300.
Yeah. This is just a picture of a bike. I love this decor. This is just bike that she rides. It's not that bad. It could be a lot worse. It could be a lot worse. I do like the exposed brick. That's my opinion.
That's your opinion?
Yeah.
I mean... The exposed brick is, I think, just part of the house. I like to look at her decor choices.
Yeah. The any kind of heart-shaped decor is disgusting to me.
Yeah, you can't have...
Like, how old are you?
Yeah, it does look like something I've seen in, like, my 16-year-old sister's bedroom when they were 16.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Danielle, what the fuck? Oh, can you just... Oh, my God. Can you tell me when you fixed yourself? Danielle just sneezed and, like, the biggest strand of snot went all the way to her chin, and then she's laughing, and then it's like this, it's like across her mouth. I was like so afraid it was gonna fall in. That's disgusting. Oh my God. You know, on like Facebook, there's like little kids of, there's videos of like little kids like sneezing and then a big snot coming out, and I hate it so much. It makes me so upset, and I just have to watch it in real time. That's fucked up. Danielle, how long are you going to be sick for? Oh, it's hay fever. It's all right.
Hay fever.
I know it's hay fever. God damn. I don't care about, get rid of the pollen, kill everything. I don't want to see that again.
I hate this picture. Look at that. This bowl and flowers look disgusting together. And it says below it, it's like, more bright colours, including flowers, add interest to Ali's home. No, it doesn't. It doesn't go together. You're an idiot. news.com.au. Also not news. This is not news.
Are you one of those people who, like, whenever there's an article about Kim Kardashian, you're underneath being like, who's that? I don't know who that is. This isn't news.
I don't understand. It's like every, you fucking know who the kind of, as if you don't know. And when they do things, it kind of is news now. Like,
yeah.
Because they are, like, the biggest people in the entire world that is news.
They're very influential.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
It's just because it's a bunch of women who are self-made and successful. That's why they hate them. I'm not saying that the Kardashians are the pinnacle of feminism, but that's why they get the hate that they do.
Yeah.
And that's all I have to say about that.
I always hate underneath every single video you ever see of any sort of, like, female who it's like, oh my God, I didn't know this person was so hilarious. And it's just like, it could be like a actress or something doing like the talk shows, and underneath it's just like, I find this person that's so unfunny. Does anybody find this person funny? And I was like, well, I assume if they have a career in the sort of comedy industry that, yeah, some people find them funny, but just because you don't find them funny does not mean that they're not funny, Gary.
I'm so fucking terrified for when the pilot comes out. I'm terrified of Twitter.
Oh, just turn it off.
Yeah, I'm going to stay away.
Yeah.
I, like, stop myself from, like, looking for bad critiques, but then part of me's like, I want to know what they're saying. But then if I read, like, one thing for a week, I'm like, they said I overdo my punchlines? I don't think so. Just for like a full week in like a mostly good review. I'm like, I better talk to him. I'm going to call him.
Actually, I would like to rebut what you said. I think I used the perfect amount of sass on that.
Nah, I got that. I haven't grown that thick skin that Lena Dunham talks about.
Yeah.
Okay, whatever. Next date. Tate date. Mark is calling him Taint, and it's really annoying me. I mean, I guess I'm never going to talk about him again, so it's fine. But I was like, stop calling him Taint.
It is hard not to now. I had not thought to call him Taint, but now all I want to do is call him Taint.
All right, so Ali and Taint go on a date on an obstacle course.
Yep, they make out so the gross. Entire time.
It's so seems. Gross.
Those two just really want to fuck.
They want to fuck so bad. It's like every step of the way they turn around and kiss each other. You know what it reminds me of? When my mum and my stepdad first got together and when we were like in the car together at every red light, they would kiss. It was like really gross but really cute.
Mum!
They were so in love. We were like, stop! And they're like, come here, darling. So it reminded me of that, which was extremely triggering. So they have the obstacle course and then they're in a spa. They're always in a spa. Always one person gets to do the spa date.
I think they wanted them because they're the ones who have the most, like, chemistry.
Mm-hmm.
Put them in the spa and be like, maybe we'll get a real good scene out of this. But Ali had a one piece on, so she was like, you know. I feel like it was
Well, I guess that means she's not a slut like those two-piece girls.
No, but you know what I mean? I felt like they were like, oh, damn. Yeah. Like the camera crew were like, oh, God. We thought you'd pick something a bit more, get the headlines going.
Yeah. How hard is it, Rod?
You look like, oh, we get it. You're into activewear alley. So we can't do laps in a jacuzzi.
So they just make out, basically. And then she's trying to get him to say how he feels.
Yeah, she's really trying to force it on him.
She is. And then at one point he's like, I will... and then he says something else. And she's like, oh, just say it. And yeah. It's like, I don't. He doesn't love you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yet.
Yeah. He's like, I think he said it. I think it's funny when he's like, I like you.
I like you?
I like you.
Fuck, have I talked about Loke?
No.
I feel like I have.
I don't know what Loke is.
Oh, I like knew these people. I can't even remember who they were, but I think there were like a couple in my high school who they were like, they liked each other, but they didn't quite love each other, but they were somewhere in the middle. So they used to say, I Loke you.
No, yuck.
He Lokes her. That's so bad. Also, they were like 15, so it's like, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, stop that. I hate that. I hate that so much. Yuck.
Anyway, they go. She's like, oh, I didn't... He didn't say everything I wanted to hear. He must be the wrong guy for me. And then we have our date with Bill, who, as you may recall from last episode, had his hometown with Ali, and it was at his friend's dad's house, his friend being a woman that he met in a dog park.
Yep.
That he dated.
Yep.
Which is fucking weird.
Well, no, he didn't date. They fucked. They fucked, and he refuses to say that they dated. Even though
Ellie's like, but he says, okay, so he's like, basically the start of this whole date, he's like, oh, it's such a good hometown. I can picture you there, blah, blah, blah. Oh, it's so great. And Ellie's like, see, not fucking no. And then he tells her, I'm falling in love with you. Like, he thinks this is going one way. And then she, like, brings up Amy from the park.
Yeah.
And then she's like, did you have a date? And he says, we've never dated.
Yeah.
And then she says, she said you have. And he goes, oh, I've been with her. But we never dated. We were never girlfriend, boyfriend. I've been with her.
Yeah.
That's so weird.
It's weird. And it also is like, okay, well, I mean, if she thinks that you dated and in your mind you're like, nah, we just fucked. That's like a real weird disconnect that is there. Bad. That I'm like, oh, you want to like play this down, but I bet you absolutely were like, let's go on some dates, you know?
Yeah.
Like you, like if that woman thinks that you guys were dating, then I'm pretty sure you were dating.
He's saying like, we went on dates, we never dated.
Yeah.
That's what he's saying.
He's like, I never asked her to be my GF.
Yeah. We were never official, Facebook or otherwise.
Exclusive, no.
We never had the conversation. I could have fucked anyone I wanted. I didn't for the period of time we were hanging out with each other and kissing.
Which was 6 months full on, but whatever.
It's just, yeah, what a scumbag.
Yeah.
Like, you got to be up front. But I also understand not wanting to be like, we fucked each other, but on a TV show.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, I felt like that was unfair to her, to Amy.
Yeah, it was. I mean, the whole thing's just a mess.
Yeah.
I don't think anyone wins, yeah.
I thought it was good that Ali broke down, like, why what he did was wrong.
Yeah.
Like, she was like, why was the girl you've known 1 year who you met at the dog park who you fucked... the one who was like asking all the serious questions about you over like, and your family didn't come. Like, remember his brother was like, I'm busy with work. What?
It's a smart move. Smart move to not get involved in reality TV.
Yeah.
Yeah. But for anyone. yeah, nah, he fucked up. And she's like, well, he's lied to me once. How many more times is he going to lie to me? I can't trust him now.
Yeah.
Can't trust someone who's going to lie to you right at the start.
That is true.
Yeah. He's slimy. Charlie was right.
Slimy, smarmy, gross. Yuck. Yuck.
Yucko. Yuck out of 10. Get out of here, Bill. Why don't you go home and try not to be racist?
I mean, I know that you said you were like, Charlie was right. I mean, we all knew Bill was the worst when he started. But Charlie, it's like, takes one and no one, you know?
Absolutely.
Like, yeah. Charlie was like, I see what you're doing because I do that.
A man, like a man telling you that another man is not a good man. It's like, sure. I mean, throw them all out.
Yeah.
Throw Charlie and Bill out. They're disgusting. Tate for life. Okay. Mm-hmm. So Bill goes home. Obviously, that was going to happen.
Yeah. They don't even, like, have any chemistry, Allie and Bill.
No. I was so surprised when she kissed him that first night.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah, he's got this weird, like, smarmy, evil face. He looks like an evil villain.
Yeah, he looks like a sneaky villain. He looks like...
he's like a Bond villain, almost.
A Disney villain, but not an obvious one. One that is, like, your friend for most of the film, and then you find out. And then you're like, oh, of course, because he looks like a little slimy boy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like him. I hate him. I hate him. Good. Upsetting that he lives in this fine city.
Let's get him.
Where was that park? That park looked like an inner city-ish park or like in Melbourne or something.
Oh, shit, really? Because I've been like going to different parks with Tarzo. Love Tarzo. Just bringing him up. I've been like going to different parks to like spice our relationship up. So maybe I'll try and find out which park it is and then go there every day so that I can see him and go, yuck, and then leave.
Me and John, I thought we would go. Sorry, I was just thinking about like going to different places, and we went to.
Thanks for apologizing.
We went
bringing up a related story.
We went to the movies yesterday because I really wanted to see. Oh, I don't want to say
what,
because you know, Harry Potter is the thing that I love the most in the world.
What?
And I hate the fact, I had this real horrible thing in my gut that was like, I really want to, like, I love Harry Potter. I love Harry Potter so much. I really need to see, I need to ingest everything related to Harry Potter. But the Grindelwald.
Oh, you bitch.
I know, Naomi, I hate myself.
Wait, is this a Johnny Depp thing?
Yeah, because I wanted to go see the movie, but I also was like, is it bad that part of me was like, I need to see, because this is my biggest like thing that I'm obsessed with, like Harry Potter so much. And then I was like, at least he's a villain and I can hate him.
No.
I know I'm a bad.
If you hate him when he's a villain, then you're just appreciating his art form.
Yeah, but I also was like, yeah, you fucking cunt for being a piece of shit in the real world too. I was hating him for both, Naomi.
Oh my God, you know, I've been doing radio stuff. And I met up with this 19-year-old guy, and we like got along and stuff. I was doing like a show with him, and he messaged me. I think I've told you about this privately but not on the pod, that he like messaged me a month out, was like, let's get together. And then I just like didn't respond because I was like,
wait, what, let's get together as in like together?
Yeah, let's fuck. No, oh. He was like, let's get together and plan the show.
Oh, okay, yeah.
But it was like a month before.
Yeah.
And it was when I had tonsillitis as well. And I was like, no, I just didn't respond because I was like, anything we plan now is not going to be relevant in a month. So I just sort of left him hanging for a while. Anyway, I met up with him eventually like a week beforehand. And then I met up with him on the morning of, and we'd like gotten along so far, but then he was like, oh, can we do a segment about how Johnny Depp's not in the new Pirates of the Caribbean movie and I'm so sad?
What?
And I was like, no. And he's like, oh, but I'm so sad about it. I'm like, Johnny Depp's a piece of shit.
Yeah.
And then he's like, oh, come on, like, we can talk about it. Like, we can talk about that. And I was like, okay, we can talk about the fact that he allegedly cut his finger off and then used the, like, cut off tip of his finger and dipped it in paint and then wrote Easy Amber on a mirror because he was accusing his wife of cheating while he was really drunk. Do you want to talk about that? And he was like, no.
Wait, what? He cut the top of his finger off?
Yeah. I think this story allegedly is that he like was like smashing a window or something and he accidentally cut his finger off. And then he just like picked it up, dipped it in paint and then wrote Billy Bob and starring Billy Bob and Easy Amber because Amber Heard was in a movie with Billy Bob Thornton and Johnny Depp was accusing her of cheating on him.
Weird.
Is that something out of a horror movie or what?
That is out of a horror movie. I would be like, oh my God. Imagine if you came home and Mark had cut his finger off and written on your mirror. You'd be like, okay. Even if it was just like, cut my finger off, BRB, gone to the doctor.
It's fun. You can Google it as well. Like, there's all so much like photographic evidence of all of this online, and people are just like, who do we believe? But you can look, you can find, there's a picture of his severed finger and there's a picture of the mirror, and it's horrifying. It's like the stuff of nightmares. So I was like, we can talk about that. And he's like, oh, no.
Yeah, I wish that they had have just taken Johnny Depp out of the movie.
Yes.
Because you only saw him for a second in the first one. And I also was like, I don't think this man is good for the role of Grindelwald. So I would like him to be not playing the role of Grindelwald. And then when all the stuff came out, I was like, I would definitely not like this man to be. But also at the same time, like, because I don't want him to be in it. But I need to see everything related to Harry Potter ever in the whole world. And I know that's like, makes me like a bad... But at the same time, I'm like, I can't say no to this information that I will. There's no book. You know what I'm saying? There's not a book there's only the movie.
That's when you pirate it. That's like when I really wanted to watch 50 Shades of Grey, but I didn't want to support the franchise. So Jono I just it downloaded me, so. It illegally.
Jono paid for the tickets, so it's fine. Okay. And then we went to the Halloumi Festival. So we went and supported some people.
The cow killing industry.
Well, also some old people from Cyprus.
Nah, yeah.
Because it seemed like an entire... It seemed like... I thought it was like a halloumi festival. I was like, oh, I don't know what this means, but I assume there'll be lots of different stuff there. And then we got there and I was like, okay, this is one family who own a particular brand of halloumi who were like, I mean, we can use this town hall and make a bunch of stuff and sell it. And it was very funny.
That's cute.
Yeah, it was nice.
Aww. But I'm really upset at you. You shouldn't support immigrants if they're selling animal products. Sorry. Animals before people. That's my opinion.
Okay.
That's a joke, by the way. I think it's very complicated. And you can't just say, no one eat animal products, because a lot of people have those jobs. Anyway, I guess we should just do our best and try to reduce the amount of meat that we eat. And if you can go vegan, if you can afford it, that's great. So slowly dwindle away the industry for sure, because it's not just bad for the animals, it's bad for the environment. It's better, seems healthier to be vegan anyway. It's a complicated issue that's not going to be fixed quickly. So last episode, we're up to the last episode now. Woo! Finally. Like Nick Cummins went to New Caledonia.
Yeah, they get to go to the Northern Territory.
Which is a lovely place. Let's say that. I've been around Australia. I've been everywhere, man. And Northern Territory is a really nice place to go, and it's a good holiday destination, so I'm glad they went there. But it's like,
he got to go to a much like a fancier place. I was also just like, I hope that this was filmed in winter. Because I went to the Northern Territory in the height of winter and it was still fucking hot.
Well, yeah, up there they only have like wet season and dry season. So you want to go in dry season, which is winter, because in wet season it's like real fucked apparently. Because I've only been out there. We would go four-wheel driving every year and we'd go in the middle of winter and then it'll be hot, which was nice.
Yeah, I was very confused. By this choice, because I was like, for filming, how were all the men not just sweating through their t-shirts? I kept on looking for sweat patches on Tate, because I was like, that man's gonna be a sweaty man.
And none?
I think like I saw like a bit of a patch underneath an underarm once, but I couldn't tell if it was just shadow. And I was like, or did they just like film this in 10 minutes before you got super sweaty or something? Or do they just have fans on you? I don't know.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Maybe he's got Botox in his underarm.
That is true. That could be a thing. Stop you sweating.
I feel like that would be bad for you, though, to stop your body from sweating.
I think you just get hotter.
Hmm. I would do the... Oh, but I don't really sweat that much on my face. I know a friend, like a lady who she got like Botox underneath the skin of her face to just like stop the sweating on the face where makeup wouldn't run.
God damn.
Yeah.
I love science.
Mm.
Anyway, shit. So we're in Northern Territory. Ali's family are here. We have her cousin.
Yep.
Who loves the podcast.
Oh, yes.
And we also have, who do we have? Her dad?
Yep.
Is her mum there?
I think that's her mum, yeah. I think that's the mum with the transition glasses.
The transition lenses, yeah. Yes. Oh, I love transition lenses. So then they're going to meet the family. And God, who cares? Do you have anything here?
I thought it was ridiculous that we saw Ali check into the self-serve Jetstar check-in machine when she went to the Northern Territory. Yeah. I wrote, Ali's mum looks like my nana, because she does, and she's wearing the exact same transition lenses as my nana, which I have a joke about in my show. I show a picture of my nana. Ali asked parents to give their opinion. Dad, I like that the dad was upset because Tate isn't in love yet. And I was like, oh my God, this is where Ali's problems come from. Yeah. From you, dad, and obviously your family is just like, well, if he doesn't say I love you, he doesn't love you. And he'll never love you if he doesn't. What the fuck?
I love that Tate was like, oh yeah, he's taking me aside for a chat. This guy is scary. And he like, you see the dad get up and he's like this little portly man just like doo, doo, doo. He's like the least scary man I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
He's not scary.
I thought it was interesting to know that Todd had previously joined the police but didn't get accepted. So
what does that mean?
Yeah, I don't know if it's like, is that like a didn't pass like a physical or didn't pass like a mental or
they just surely he would pass a physical.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It's like he seemed pretty healthy, but
well that's like I know some police officers and like they're not the ones that I know aren't that smart.
Yeah.
Like you don't have to be a genius. Like I'm sure they are smart police officers.
I don't
officers.
Mean mental in that way. I mean mental in like would you kill someone? Yeah, that's yeah.
Yeah, maybe he's a psychopath.
Yeah, who bloody knows? After the way he just kept on lying to Ali.
Danielle, you have to hold the microphone to your mouth.
Sorry, I was trying to blow my nose.
While talking and holding the microphone away.
I was going to hold the microphone away while I did it.
But why are you talking?
I was just getting the tissues ready. Look. Done. Okay.
I feel like this would be easier if you had headphones as well. So you could tell every time you like sway the microphone away from your mouth. Okay. Yeah, Tate, he's like, have you told her how you feel? And Tate's like, I feel like you can see, like, the body language. And it's like,
no.
What the fuck? No, that's not how that works. That's not how expressing your emotions works. Just, are you talking about the boner that you have that you definitely had when you were like, can you feel that? Oh. We all know you had a boner under those trackies, Tate. I think it's a red flag that he got knocked back from the police force. Maybe yeah. It's easy to get knocked back, but...
Yeah, I was like, I don't know why, but it seems like it would be a rough one.
If you go through like the 9 months of training or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, and you don't get accepted then you have to do the 9 months again.
Mm.
That's not how other education works.
Yeah. It's weird. Also, Ali's dad does not like compromise.
Yeah, I wasn't impressed with that response when Todd said they would have to compromise.
Yeah, he was not a fan. Ali was like, Ali wants to have kids within like 1 to 2 years and he wants them in 2 to 3.
We'll just land on 2, there you go.
Yeah, and Ali's dad was like, not in our family. We don't compromise for any of our lovers. Okay. I also wrote down, weird to meet your GF's family before you fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah. I another thing I wrote down is why is Ali putting time frame above partner? Because it does seem weird that she's putting this time frame above the choice of partner that she's going to have for the rest of her life.
Honestly. It's so silly.
I also don't know. She seems to be like, I assume she's like
doing fine for money and stuff. So I don't understand why she can't, like, if she's so caught up on having kids ASAP, why can't she have them? Like, why can't she, like, do IVF or whatever, like, get have kids that way? And then that way she's got that sorted and then she can take the time to find a partner.
Yeah, she probably does have the money. But also, fuck that.
Yeah.
Just find a good guy. I understand what she's doing, but I think she's just going to have to wait a little longer.
Yeah, but I don't... That's the thing, I'm like, she's... I think she's just going to end up just being like, whoever is willing to lie to me and fuck me, I'll do that.
So we have our last date with Todd. Mm-hmm. They go in a helicopter, and you can see all of the Northern Territory. It is beautiful up there. Yeah. I don't want it to seem like I'm just roasting the Northern Territory, because it's a lovely place and more people should go.
Yeah, no, it just seems like Ali got a way cheaper holiday than yeah. the Honey Badger.
Yeah, she really did. And it's frustrating because she probably would have appreciated New Caledonia more and Honey Badger would have appreciated Northern Territory more.
Well, didn't he go to the Northern Territory straight after the Bachelor
yeah. season wrapped up? He was in the Kimberley.
Oh, yeah, okay.
But, you know, yeah. up and north and hot.
I would have liked to have seen Ali in like a, you know, the like promotion for Northern Territory, which is see you in the NT so that it says cunt on yeah. things. I think that would have been great. Great tourism campaign.
Oh my god, my there's do you know Akinator?
No.
It's like an app, and then you're like, it tries to guess the person that you're thinking of by asking you a bunch of yes no questions, and it's like really accurate.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So it's just like, is this person a woman? Are they a real person or a character? Like, anyway, yeah. you can do it on the Google Home.
Ah.
And so we were doing it and it wasn't as good on the Google Home as it is when you just like Google it. But anyway, and then at the end it was like, oh, I have a free mobile app. Like, it's clearly like they've paid to like advertise on Google Home and do it. And it was like, there's a free mobile app. Are you interested? And then I was like, no. And it's like, okay, see you next time.
So it didn't tell you?
No, it told me. It just said, see you next time.
Oh, which is C-U-N-T.
I think it called me a cunt.
I think you are reading way too much into that.
No, because Mark was standing next to me and we were both like, what the fuck?
See you next time.
Yeah.
And you both, okay, you both read way too much into that.
No, because it's see you next Tuesday means cunt. And so this was just like a slight variation of that. And it also seemed like it was mad that we didn't want the mobile app.
Okay, everybody, if you also agree that the Google Home was calling Naomi a cunt, let us know. If you think Naomi's reading too much into it, like the next post we do. And then we'll calculate the totals.
What if they just like the post? What if we just post something good and people just like it because it's a good post?
That's kind of what I was going to have happen. That was
my plan. Well, I'm posting it, so I'm going to be like, comment below in any comment. I'll be like, comment below if Danielle's a bitch. That'll work out in my favor.
Okay, god damn it. Okay, then they get off the helicopter and they have like a man who's got like a green ant gin, which is like a very, I think like North Queensland, Northern Territory, big into green ants.
Are they?
Well, I just remember in school, because like obviously for like NAIDOC week and stuff, we would always have like elders like come to the school and stuff, and they like do like fun presentations, you know, where you like learn about like the Dreamtime or like dances, or like there'd be like a bush tucker bit where you'd like learn different things. And I always remember after that, everybody would like, after the first one, everybody in my school just would eat green ants. Would just be like, all right. And I was like, I don't want to eat the green ants, they're bitey. They're gonna bite me. But yeah, everybody is like, nobody people eat them as like a look. I'm eating one.
I'm eating an ant, bitch.
You know how people at school, like kids at school are like that? Like real yeah. like exhibitionists? Like,
yeah.
Oh, I'm better than you because I ate the butt off a green ant. Okay. Yeah. So I would be very interested to try this.
Ant gin?
Yeah. Well, because I think it would be like weirdly like tasty with the like.
They seem to like it.
Yeah.
The butt's got bite.
Yep.
Yep. I liked that the man said that it was a women's meeting place, so he got permission from his local elders.
That's nice.
For them to be there. And I was like, good. Men participating in their own culture and me sitting here criticizing them. Nah, he seemed very nice. And then they were like, okay, you've shown us this thing. Bye. Thank you for the gin, sir. So then they're on some river tubes in a river. In some tubes, and then they kiss or some shit.
I googled. Guess what?
What?
This, like, swimming spot has been shut down since then because due to a croc sighting.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
They could have been eaten by a croc.
Fuck. I would have loved the drama of it, but not loved the death. Sorry, I'm weird like that. Yeah, I didn't...
Sorry.
What?
I just read a note about a thing that Tate said, which is that he said, this night just wants to give you a fairy tale ending. Which is horrific.
What?
He said that to Ali at some point on this date. This night, because he dressed up as a knight on their first date, just wants to give you a fairy tale ending. Yeah, Todd. Sorry, Todd.
I was like, what? Oh, yuck. Yeah. Oh, he's so hack.
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up.
I don't understand how Todd went from being... the one normal one to also just being like so annoying.
Too much screen time, man.
Yeah.
Too much screen time. Okay, and then we have a date with Tate.
Yeah.
Taint. They're on a little like boat thing in the wetlands, riding around.
That's like my dream. Along to in go the swamp. On one of those.
Yeah, you would want to be in a swamp. Little swamp rat.
I did think though that it would stink because I assume the water's kind of stagnant. Like, it doesn't move very much. Like, it wouldn't have too much of a flow. And then I was like, oh, that would stink.
Oh.
I think.
I hope not.
I don't know. Should we ask? Well, let's ask.
Comment below Taint. If you think.
Did it stink? Taint.
Taint.
Did it stink?
So they're talking. He's just like, he has nothing to say. She's like, I'm glad you have the same family values. And he just goes, yeah. Okay. And then he says that he's like, I've got to talk to her. I've got to tell her something. They're off the boat at this point. Who knows? They're sitting by some pool or some shit. Yeah. And then he's like, I got to tell her. He's like, basically, I like this situation is a bit scary because I feel like it's, I'm not just here. Like, I came here to find love and I'm not really just here to find love. I'm here to like fully commit as a husband and father straight away. Yeah. Which is, like, just completely fair.
Yeah.
I respected him for saying
you
this.
You do not expect that to be how you get into a relationship with anybody.
Yeah.
People don't do that.
And also I feel like with Todd, he was aware that they had different life plans.
Yeah.
But they never really discussed it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, he was just kind of like, oh, we'll compromise. But I don't know if he didn't have that conversation with her.
No, he didn't even tell her about the police force thing until family time.
Yeah, but even then he didn't say that to her. He said it to his family and then they were like, your timelines are different. And she's like, well, they can't be. And then he said again his timeline's different to the dad and aside, not to Ali.
Yeah. Tate is
a good boy.
Yeah, he's a lovely boy and I think he's like, he's just trying not to lie to her.
Yeah.
And she is like, lie to me, babe. Babe, please, I'm begging to be lied to because, like, how do you, like, in this situation where you're on national TV, so you kind of don't want to be, like, just dumped for not, like, and especially if you do, because it seems like he does like her.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, well, he doesn't want to lie to her, but at the same time, like, how do you, you can't say... You can't have a real conversation on this show. You can't be like, Ali, what you're asking for is insane. You can't, like...
No, you have no power.
We've been on 3 dates at this point. If this was in the real world and you were getting upset 3 dates in because I didn't want to get, like, engaged to you and have, like, be married and have kids within 2 years, I would probably be like, okay... This lady crazy, I'm going to go.
This lady crazy.
Yeah. Well, I would be. Imagine if that happened with you right now. If, like, you went on a date with, Mark, but you didn't know Mark.
Okay.
And then it's your third date with Mark. Mm. And he's like, within 2 years, I want to be married and have kids.
I think it's different if a guy says it.
Okay. Imagine you're a man and Mark is a lady.
Can't. Don't want to. Mark is a lady. He's older than me. He's in his 30s. That makes sense. He wants children. Mm-hmm. Is he as funny in this scenario?
He's as funny as Ali is.
No, then.
And so you saying, are as funny as Tate is.
You're saying if I was Tate.
Yeah.
I mean, if I'm Tate, then I have less options than me. No offense, Tate. I'm so much better than Tate, the notoriously not super hot man. What are we even saying at this point? Yeah, Ali's insane. I'm glad he told her that he was like, this is fucked. And she says, do you love me? She's like, do you love me? That's how she said it. And he goes, I'm going that way, but I feel like saying that is saying more than that. It's committing to all those things. I don't want to let you down.
Yeah, that is 100%. So true, beautiful. Because in her mind, saying I love you is saying I love you, I'm going to be with you forever, we're going to get married and have children, and then
yeah.
we're going to tie our souls together and die at the same moment when we're 80.
And we're going in the same coffin. Yeah, she seemed really upset about this. She was like, fuck, what the fuck, bah. In not as many words. Okay, and then we get to the final bit where she gets to choose the love of her life, the father of her children.
Mm-hmm.
And this is my favorite. I have to say, I'm such a bad person, but fuck, is good TV to watch someone's heart get broken.
Yeah. So we see. We see Todd has what appears to be an engagement ring,
mm-hmm.
which yep. is bonkers.
Yes. So they're both getting ready. They're both wearing blue suits,
mm-hmm.
but, it's good to keep track of what their suits look like because they didn't know who's getting out of the car first.
Oh, straight I think away. We all knew who was getting out of the car first.
Yes. That was me trying to do a drum roll. It's Todd.
I thought Ali's dress was very strange. I thought it looked like, there's this poodle in the Disney film Oliver and Company.
Okay.
And when she gets up in the morning, she's wearing like a similar dressing gown to that where it's like sheer with like puffy bits on the bottom.
Mm. Yeah. I didn't mind the dress, but I thought the bodice was a bit like heavy.
I just think sometimes Ali's outfits that the producers are putting her in are not like, they're very like, sometimes they're very old.
Mm.
And then this one I was just like, what the fuck is this? This looks like a student... is like, they said make something haute couture or whatever. And I think this is what I'm supposed to make. Oh, well.
I love in the last rose ceremony where she let go of Bill. I saw a tweet and it was like, Osha came in and was like, hello, boys. Obviously, Ellie's got a tough decision to make. Well, and then it's like she came in looking like an 18-year-old girl at her 18th. Like,
oh, yeah, because she was wearing like that real short like red dress. Is that the one?
Yeah, that was fucked.
Yeah, I was like, what? You've been in ball gowns every night and then now this is, yeah.
The dress was so short, which is like nothing against, but it just looks
yeah.
so weird with all these like adult suits. Men and she's yeah. got this bright red like sort of one shoulder dress. And the only thing missing is like that like giant champagne flute covered in glitter that says 18 on it.
Yeah. And a sash.
Yeah. Okay, so back to this. Todd gets out and then he walks up to Osha. Poor Osha has just like the worst job here. He has to like give them hope, kind of. Like he can't give it away. And then Todd's just like, I'm in love. And he's like,
wow.
I'm so happy to hear that. That's how he says it as well.
Oh, no.
I'm so happy to hear that. And then we've got Ali. No, that's Ali that says that. She's in love. Well, they both say it, whatever. And Ali says, I feel like I'm feeling my love bursting. I'm feeling my heart breaking because it can't be easy to, like, tell the love of your life that you want to be with them forever and then also break up with someone in the same day.
Todd also calls Ali his future the future mother of his children, which is creepy.
They're told to talk as, I'm sure they're told, like, talk as if you're going to win.
Yeah.
So that it can,
so it's not,
so that it's brutal.
My future best friend and wife, it's the future mother of my children. Because I don't want to talk to the yuck. Gross.
And, yeah, so Todd comes up to Osha and he's like, I'm in love. He gives this whole big speech and Osha's just standing there smiling. And then in the end, Todd's like, yeah, so that's where I am. And all Osha says is, that's a big sigh, which is a bad sign. Anyway, and then he goes up and Ali has to give a speech that, like, could sway one way or another. And then you hit that butt. When you get the butt, you're done.
Mm-hmm.
You're so great, you're so perfect, blah, 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 but I'm in love with someone else. And my God, it's good TV. I can't help it. It's so hard to watch, but it's so good.
Yeah. Also, Ali says in this bit, she was like, love isn't following a checklist.
Yeah.
And I was like, what? You've been using the checklist for the entire show.
Yeah, but she's learned and she's grown. Self-development, Danielle. Has Don't she, get mad at her.
Has she, or does she just want to fuck Tate? And she's like, I can't. I just need to fuck Tate. He's the winner.
They're not mutually exclusive. You can grow and also want to fuck Tate.
I was just like, you're going to be so upset with Tate after this ends.
Because no, he's I'm not really proud of her. I think she's learned. I think it's great because she's been like, this is what I want, this is what I want, this is what I want. And then when she realized what she wanted was Tate, she was like, oh, we can figure the rest out.
Yeah.
I think I'm really proud of her, to be honest. I'm really proud of her. Anyway, so she's breaking up with Todd. And at first I'm like, oh, this is so sad. Oh, this is brutal. Like, Ali feels so bad. And then he just keeps going and he keeps saying all this stuff. He's like, I'm around if you ever need me. As sad as I look, I'm happy for you. This is, and then, like, it's too long and it's just like he's like twisting a knife inside of her, like,
yeah,
to like to hurt someone and then to have someone sit there and be like, I'm okay with being hurt as long as you're happy. And it's like, oh fuck, can you just be mad at me? Like,
yeah.
Oh my God. And then he says, this is probably the part where I say goodbye, but I won't. I'll say see you soon. Shut the fuck up. Leave her alone now. It made me annoyed. I was like, this has gone on too long.
Yeah.
And you're just making her feel worse and worse.
Todd turned into the guy who is trying to, like, be romantic and say romantic things that just make you want to cringe and be like, whoa, yuck.
Right? It's too much. It's not natural.
Yeah.
Just give up.
Stop it, Tate. Todd. Stop Jesus it. Christ, I cannot stop. I just keep on getting confused because their names both start with T.
Yeah. I mean, they're not the two most different men in the world.
How dare you? One's blonde, one's brown haired.
So then he finally walks away and then he just sort of curls over onto the ground, which is fucking brutal. And then you see her curl over onto the ground as well, which, again, great TV, great in the promo, great to watch. Her in pain. But he would have, because it's like all barren land. So, like, not barren, but like pretty open. She would have, like, seen him just walking away and, like, she would have been like, oh, fuck.
Oh, boy. Now I gotta watch him for 20 minutes before I can fuck Tate.
I just, what does a girl have to go through to fuck Tate around here?
Seriously, get me those muscly arms.
Oh, God, poor little Todd, he says, it hurts more than I could ever describe. And then, for some reason, he's sitting in a tree. Todd's just sitting in a tree. What are you doing, man? Go home.
I'm going to shoot him from the tree. End their love.
And then we've got Ali coming and we've got Tate coming and Ali says, I know Tate's not going to say I love you and I'm okay with that. I can't wait to tell him how much I love him. What an adult woman.
Yeah.
Are you proud of her? Come on. You got to be a bit proud of her, even though you're drunk watching this.
For me, I was just like, I knew what was going to happen this whole last few weeks. I've been bored out of my goddamn mind. I don't think that this is going to last between Tate and Ali. Aww. I think they're just gonna fuck a bit and then she's gonna be like, all right, now when are you proposing to me? Now you love me, surely. Now we're gonna get married and have kids. And he's gonna be like, ah, I don't know what to do. I don't want to move to Adelaide. I don't want to do it.
Yeah. Yeah. I want to say that I think they'll be together forever, but I don't. But they don't know. They don't even know what they like together. Maybe they're perfect for each other.
Maybe.
Anyway, so they get their, oh, this was funny because she's like, blah, 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 blah. I'm in love with you. And they're like, oh, I kiss. And then he's like, I have something for you. And then he pulls out this little ring box and you just see Ellie's face. She's like, he's fucking proposing to me. He's going to propose. Oh, my God. It's everything I've ever wanted. And then he's like, this is a commitment ring. And then she's like, decidedly less.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
I would like to see Ellie's face seeing that Todd had the engagement ring.
Yeah.
Because I don't know, like, there's part of me that's like, oh, I think she would have rather just be locked down.
Oh, absolutely.
Then,
well, because she's like, at this point, she's like, I'm not getting into a relationship unless I mean it to last. And yeah. So I guess what's the point of waiting for engagement if that's, like, basically signed into the deal here?
Yeah.
Might as well just do it now. Anyway, so he gets the commitment ring. And then he says, I've found love with you. And then he says, I'm falling madly in love with you. And then he says, I love you. So yeah. he goes through the whole process to the I love you, Ellie, at the end. And it was honestly so sweet when he said it. I really think he meant it. He meant it. And she was so fucking happy when he said it as well, because she wasn't expecting it from him. And I think it's very brave of Ellie to be like, I'm going to tell him I love him, even if he doesn't love me yet. But he wants to love me, I'm going to be okay with that, and I'm going to be patient and, like, give him, like, not put pressure on him.
I think she was expecting him to say, I love you, after she said, I love you, because he said that he couldn't say it when he knew he was dating her with other people.
But she said, I know he's not going to say it.
Yeah, I think she did that to cover her back in case he didn't, but I think she felt like he was going to say it.
Oh, yeah, I do that all the time. Like, I know this isn't going to, like, happen for me. And then I'm like, oh, my God, it did. What the fuck? I was so set up for failure.
Yeah, so I think she knew.
Yep.
If she chose him and said, I love you, that he would feel obliged to say, I love you back.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Wow. We did it.
Yep, we did it. We watched 2 seasons. Of a show that you thought I was going to end up loving, and oh boy.
Instead, I ended up hating it. I always forget that I hate it.
Yeah.
I completely forget because I get caught up in the hype of it, which is definitely going to happen again next year.
Oh my God. Can I maybe hurt your feelings?
Yeah.
Which is that I saw online that it looks like Todd and Tate have been filming Bachelor in Paradise.
No, bitch, because I've already seen this.
Okay.
And it turns out that photo was staged by Warner Brothers to throw people off the result.
Okay.
Which is also brutal to make them sit down together when one of them is with the love of their life.
Yeah, okay.
But don't. I thought you were going to say, I don't want to do this podcast with you anymore. I was like, weird of you to say it on the pod.
I am done. We are done.
And we haven't really come up with a plan for next week. No. Have we?
Not yet. But I was thinking maybe since you're so averse to them, maybe we could do a few of the question cards.
Oh, okay. For fuck's sake. All right, let's get to know each other a little deeper.
One of them that I opened up this week was like, do you have any enemies? And I was like, that's funny.
I have so many. I have so many enemies.
Good, that's one episode called Naomi's Enemies.
Self-made. I'll just like change all the first letters of their names and they'll all know who they are. That's too many. Nah, that'll be fun. We'll figure out stuff to do. Yeah. We've been told multiple times that no one is listening to this podcast for The Bachelor.
Which is good, because then we actually never have to watch it again if we don't want to.
We'll see how we go with content, and if we run out.
Yeah, then we'll
watch Bachelor Mean in Paradise. Girls
or something and critique it.
Critique Mean Girls.
Nobody's finally ever critiqued it before. It's the critique you've all wanted.
Someone's got to talk about it. Have you seen that movie? It's that crazy.
Parent Trap, both have Lindsay Lohan.
You know what? She is talented, and I hope that she ends up okay. I don't think she's that okay at the moment, because the last thing I saw of her was she was chasing an immigrant family down the street on, like, Instagram Live, and then the mother punched her in the face because she was accusing them of trafficking their children. Yeah.
I mean, at least her heart was in the right place, I guess. She didn't want the children to be trafficked.
I guess, but that doesn't mean you can just go up to immigrant families and accuse them of being barbaric.
No, but as I said, her heart was in the right place.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, it seems racist, but...
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it does seem racist. But as I said, it seems like it's from a place of love.
Trying to save the children, yeah. Kind of like that woman's heart was in the right place when she saw a black adult man with two white children and followed him and called the police, when he's just like a local mentor to children.
Whoa.
Yeah. I'm sure her heart was in the right place too.
Whoa.
The kids were like, what the fuck is going on? you know who is doing better?
Who?
I watched Easy A the other night, which is a great movie. Have you seen that?
Yes, I loved it when it came out.
Yeah, it's such a good movie. Highly recommend if you haven't seen it. Amanda Bynes she's such a good actor. She's so funny, and she's just been fucked.
She's
for
had
a
rough time, yeah.
But she's like 4 years sober now.
Oh, that's good.
Isn't that great? She's studying fashion.
That's great.
And she's like maybe thinking about getting back into acting, which I hope she does, because she's actually such a good actor and she's so funny, and I'm really glad that she's doing well. And I got like emotional when I like looked her up, because I knew that like she, you know, had a bunch of fuck stuff happen to her, and yeah, she's just like back with her, like she was having fights with her family and stuff, but now they're all like getting along and her family's helping her, and I'm just really happy for Amanda Bynes.
I'm glad you're okay too, Amanda Bynes.
Yeah. Yeah, thank you. Come on the show, Amanda Bynes.
Yeah, we'll have a...
Do your first interview in like 2 years on water this podcast. Together,
we'll have some... What's that tea that we got? The
cold infused tea?
Yeah, the one that's always...
Twinings?
That we were on board with before anybody on The Bachelorette was on board with, so...
Yeah, I love the ad
we're
for
trendsetters.
That, by the way. It's like, water is amazing. Okay.
I didn't understand that they were marketing it as like a replacement for, like, as like a way to make water tasty, because in my mind it was like, oh, this is a fun tea to have occasionally, because it's...
I guess that's all tea is.
Sort of, but... I mean, I don't think of tea as like a, I don't feel like water. I'm going to have a cup of tea. I'm like, tea isn't like that for, that tea isn't something you just like, are like, I'm thirsty. I'm going to have some
tea.
No,
it's not. But it's cold beverages are, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, as they say, water is amazing.
Yeah.
But, tea's but we've made it better. we had one review, actually. We had a new review that was nice.
Is this the one that came
you fill
the
time
Facebook?
Until I find it.
Is this the one that came through on the Facebook, or is this on the...
No, is there a Facebook one?
There is a Facebook one. I'll get that up while you get the other one up.
Okay, I've got it. Oh, I like this. I like this podcast because this person is British and they sound very British.
Ooh. Ooh.
They say, so it's someone called Martin Likes Chips. And they say, you don't need to watch The Bachelor or Bachelorette to enjoy this podcast. I discovered this podcast after hearing about it on Gamey Gamey Game and Prime Mates. Gamey Gamey Game being a video game YouTube show that I'm on sometimes.
Yep.
There's a new episode out today, actually, that I'm on. And Prime Mates, which is a podcast Matt Stewart does that I've been on.
Yes.
Naomi is right funny.
Yes.
Amazing. So I gave it a listen. It's the first time I'd heard anything from Danielle, and all I can say is she is funny AF. Give it a bloody listen. Because we are right funny.
We are right funny and funny AF.
Thank you, Martin.
Thanks, Martin. We got this one from, this is on the Batch Bitch podcast Facebook page, and this is from Daniel Garrett, and he says, such banter, support for each other, and mercilessly hanging shit on each other, the way friends do best. Thank you for your service.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Thank you, Daniel. We will never stop hanging shit on each other.
No,
never.
We will never stop. It's the only way we know how to communicate.
We like to be rude girls to each other.
Anyway, thanks for going on this journey. And please continue to listen as we claw our way back to good mental health after having to sit through all that fucking bullshit. I think we can probably do something with Bachelor in Paradise. But again, that is also a slog, and it's even more boring than The Bachelor.
How long
and
it's does it more go episodes. For? When is it?
I think it'll air in like March or something. It's ages away.
Oh, thank fuck.
Yeah, no, we've got plenty of time.
Okay, good, next year.
Plenty of time to revive.
Oh my God, it's November. Oh my God,
we've
sorry.
We've been doing this for so long.
Oh my God. fucking hell.
We did it, baby.
We made it.
Are you proud
it.
Of us?
I'm so glad we made it.
Look how far we come, my baby. I might have took the long way.
We knew we'd get there someday.
Okay, we have to stop because that song played at my mom and my stepdad's wedding.
Okay, sorry, but did you like my accent that I put on very thick?
Yeah, it was very. I like the twang.
So glad we made it.
You're ruining.
Look here, oh, home, my baby.
You're ruining all my good memories.
Sorry.
One at a time.
Sorry, Sue.
Okay, well, thank you for listening. Leave us a review and like our Twitter and Instagram and Facebook individually. We have our own ones as well that you can follow.
Yeah.
And then the joint one that we post on. Maybe sometime.
Also, mm-hmm. maybe if you have like an idea for the new format, if you want to give us some ideas.
The new format being no format.
Yeah, we don't really have a format, but we've got to think of some sort of catchy thing to
yeah.
do.
Yeah, beyond knows? Our very catchy music.
Catchy.
Maybe we'll do an all music episode.
Oh my God, nobody
just
will
literally
listen.
An
people,
hour.
People will hate that.
The last It'll one be like a challenge.
So
It'll be like
embarrassed to put the last song on.
Was it bad?
Do you remember it, Naomi? It was the one where we did we were like drunk and we were doing like a ballad. It was almost like, it was like, oh, I'll play it for you after.
Oh, I don't want to know.
It's bad.
I think I repressed
it's
it.
It's so bad.
So, sorry about that one. Our music is by Kevin MacLeod at Incompetech. Love him. Love that guy. And I mean, shit, what else is there to do?
Nothing.
Oh, watch my pilot, please.
Oh, yeah.
And tell me if you like it. Don't tell me if you don't like it, because as I've said, I do not like
criticism well.
But no, I think you'll like it. If you like this, you'll like it.
Yeah.
It's just young, angry women. So same shit.
Alrighty. Well, then I guess that is the end of The Bachelor and The Bachelorette.
We did it.
We did it.
Bye.
Batch, bitch. Batch, bitch. Batch, 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 bitch. 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 Batch, bitch.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.